Hey, welcome back, my beautiful family and friends. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my podcast, Pretty Out There, presented by ProExist and hosted by me, your girl, Lorena Sevis. I have an amazing guest today, and her name is Jeanette Solis. We're going to talk about who she is, how she started her business. We're going to talk about a little bit of the struggles that she went through, but how she overcame it. And she's going to give us some little pointers on how she's able to manage it all by being a mama as well. But before we get started, I want to share this beautiful poem that I found, and I believe it resonates with the topic what we're going to discuss today. So here it goes. There is strength within you, the kind that can be grown, the kind you've had all along. Facing your fears, your challenges, that is what makes you strong. Boom! Do you feel that? Because I felt it when I read it. I was like, oh my God, I feel it right here in my heart. And it's the truth. Once you face your fears and your challenges, there is no looking back. It makes you stronger and you keep pushing forward. And you know, you keep reminding yourself to stand on your 2 feet and keep your head up high and you just keep going. And I really enjoy this poem because when you listen to her story, you're going to understand what I mean by reading this, and it's going to really make you feel better knowing that you're not alone, especially if you're trying to start your own business or maybe you're trying to, you know, set a goal for yourself but you're a little nervous. But hey, we all got to start from somewhere. Just take that first step and you got it. So let me just share a little bit about Jeanette. She is the founder of Solis Beauty. She has a small business and she's a stay-at-home mom who has passion for all things beauty. In the year 2000, she shared her passion with others by becoming a personal makeup artist and starting her own beauty page at Beauty by Jeanette. When she's not working hard for experimenting with makeup, she loves to tutor and spend time with her 3 children. What can we say? She's a woman with many hats. Solis Beauty is stemmed from the love for her family, and each product and name is dedicated to different members of her family. In the future, she hopes to expand her Solis Beauty brand and provide high-quality beauty products at a low cost to her local community at Beauties and Friends. You guys, this is amazing. You guys stay tuned, listen to her story, and get inspired. Hello, hello.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Pretty Out There. Everyone say hello to Jeanette Solis.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much. I've been trying and trying to get you on this podcast forever.
I know. It's just been so crazy.
With everything.
Everything, yeah.
It's like, where do you start, right? It's like, okay, we had the pandemic. Then we have our children.
Oh, yeah.
Husband, just it's a lot to take in, but I'm glad I finally have you on my podcast. I've been wanting to share everybody your story and because you're an inspiration. I don't know if you know that, but just seeing you starting your business and you're just going for it, from your lashes to everything else. But before we get into that, yeah, you're welcome. I just want everybody to know who Jeanette Solis is. Who is the girl behind this amazing brand? And so share a little bit about who you are and where you come from. And yeah.
Okay, so as you all know, I'm Jeanette Solis. I am the owner of Solis Beauty. I sell a variety of stuff. I love beauty. So, you know, I'm from the San Fernando Valley, of course. Uh-huh. I was raised and born there. You know, I sell, you know, lashes, hair accessories, all that good stuff. Anything beauty, I love.
That's good. So tell us, but what high school did you go to?
I went to San Fernando High School.
Tigers. Oh, did you really?
Yes.
My husband went to San Fernando High also.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah. Tigers all the way.
I know. Well, I was so far. So we were like rivals. So he's like Spartans. He's like Tigers. I'm like, whatever. So how did you meet your husband?
I met him in high school. We're high school sweethearts. That's where I met him. He was the football player, the popular one. That was Bobby. You know, he was a football player and I was drill team. So
kind of,
you know, clicked. Yes, I was very young. We were young. Uh-huh. You know, still here.
That's good.
18 years later.
Has it been 18 years? Wow. Well, yeah, my husband and I are high school sweethearts too. But wow, 18 years. Jeez.
18 years. I know. I met him when I was 14. So Yeah, 18 years, 10 years married. So just celebrated it.
Oh, and then you also have babies, right?
I have my three little ones. Yes, I have my son, he's 9. And then my middle one, Aaliyah, she is 7. And then my baby's 4.
Oh my
My little
gosh,
one.
you are busy.
Yes, very busy, very,
Oh
very
man,
busy.
I remember those stages at that age. You got to teach them. It's learning, it's discipline, and never ends. It never ends. My kids are older now. I feel like I'm constantly disciplining, and I'm like, you know what? When is this gonna end? Never.
I feel like it never will.
It won't. It won't. It
Even
will.
when they're older, I feel like you still get worried,
Oh, for sure.
even when they're older.
Yeah.
So
Like my mom says, she goes, Mija, she's like, you know, when they're young, you think it's hard. She goes, but wait till they get older. It gets even harder. I'm like, really? I'm like, no.
yes, I think it's because they're driving, they go
Yes.
out, and I'm like I'm not looking forward to that. I
No.
do worry, I bet. You have an older son, right?
I do.
So
And yeah, and he's driving. And yeah, my gray hairs are coming out already. I'm like, man.
yes, it's so scary.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's that process when they start growing, and then you have to like worry more, and you're like, oh no,
Yes,
stop
yes.
growing.
But
I know,
it's
I'm
part of
concerned.
life, you know, and it takes you back.
It
Like I always
is.
tell my daughter, I go, Mamas, I know I've been there. I was once a teenager, and I'm like, you're a lot better than I was. So we're good right
Oh, he looks like
now.
such a good kid. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're all good.
That's
Oh,
good.
okay, good. So tell us, I want to know exactly, like, what inspired you to start your business? I know there's a lot of people out there right now that have dreams and they have visions and they want to be able to start, but they don't know how to take their first step because there's fear,
It
or they're
is.
just
Yeah.
they're confused, or they don't have the support. So what inspired you to start your business?
What inspired me was my family. My husband, he always pushed me to go for my
That's awesome.
dream, like never give up. I'm very shy. I'm very shy. I'm very, there's a lot of people out there that are doing big things like selling lashes and accessories and everything, So I was very I wasn't confident. I was like, no, doubting myself. But my family pushed me to go for it. My husband,
That's
go for it, go for it. You're very good at what you do. And he kind of pushed me to do it. So I was very nervous in the beginning because I wasn't sure, but you never know. Once you start a business, you just go for it, and whatever happens, it will happen, and I just went for it. I was like, I'm gonna do it. I started out with lashes. And then from there, I was like, I love beauty. So anything beauty, I want to bring out. So that was just kind of my motivation, seeing, all these beautiful young influencers out there and go for it. So, I went for it and I did it.
Yeah, that's good. I think having family support, especially your husband,
Yes.
especially someone who he knows you.
Oh
He knows
yeah.
what you're capable of. He knows your passion, and he knows and he believes in you. And having someone giving you that positive feedback and encouragement, it's like, oh my gosh, okay, so you're not doing it alone. You know, you actually
Yeah.
have someone
And I just feel like
who's backing you up on
if
it.
it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would do it. It's hard because you start out and you're thinking, okay, well, where do I start from, or how can I do it? And he kind of just motivated me. Like, let's just, he helped me a lot, actually. He
That's awesome. Well,
looked,
let's give him a round of applause.
yeah.
Cheers for you, hubby.
Yes, he really did help me. So I'm very grateful for him and
Oh,
his
I love
motivation.
stories like that.
Because,
Yeah.
I
Yes,
don't know if
good.
I would have done it, because I'm very, like I said, I'm very shy, and I'm very like, I don't know if I should do it, not very confident, but I need to learn, you need to be confident and things will happen, not right away, but it will. So,
It will happen. And
yes.
yeah, it is baby steps. And I think a lot of people too, they think, okay, once I have my website, once I get things going, I'm gonna start selling big time. And
Yes.
then I think a lot of times they get disappointed because they probably get one sale
But
or they get two. And I think that's what makes people quit so
yes.
quickly. You're like, they give up, they're like, I'm done, I can't do this, or They're like, well, I have a big family and I have a lot of friends, so I'm gonna get all these people to buy for me. And that's not the case.
Yeah.
These, and you actually, the people you have supporting you are strangers, people you never met. You're like, oh,
Yes,
okay, this
exactly. Yes, people I've never met. Yes. I'm like,
Yeah, but
wow.
that's good. I'm so glad you have the support because
Yes.
it's huge. That's huge starting your
I'm
business.
very,
And
very lucky to have
yeah.
family, you know? And then also
Absolutely.
you inspired me, you know?
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
You inspired me so much. I was like, you know, I gotta do it. You know, you have three kids and you're a hustler, and that's exactly what I
Oh.
wanna do. I wanna go for it.
Thank
So
you.
you're a big part of
Yeah.
my
Oh.
inspiration. So thank you, Lorraine.
Oh, thank you. You're inspiring me
Oh,
too.
thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's not easy, and I'm, I know, I'm always here to help, to mentor whatever
Yeah,
advice,
thank
you will
you.
have or anybody will have, and it's actually sometimes we have to be our own motivators,
Yes,
and we have
definitely.
to push ourselves to keep going and to believe in our passion and our gifts and what we want to do and bring to help others bring out their confidence in themselves, to make them feel confident within, So I think it's important that we learn how to do that. So it's a lot of mental
It is.
work that takes place also.
Yes.
And what about your passion? Like what are you hoping to do with your business?
I want to be able to make my little business just obviously, you know, I want it to be something really big, but I also want to make it affordable for women. Because, you know, I remember being young and not
Right.
being able to afford a makeup or, you know, what, $20 for this? Like, oh my God. So I want to make it affordable. I want them to be able to be like, oh yes, you know, this is a good deal. You know, I don't want it to be expensive. So my thing is selling affordable makeup, but also good quality makeup, you know?
Good quality. Yes. That's awesome. I think it's really good, especially during this time when a lot of
Yes.
people are struggling financially, and being able to have a product that's affordable.
Yes.
Give people, a chance to be able to try it and love it and, feel good within themselves. That's really good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
That's my goal.
no, that's really good. But I also want to know, how do you juggle being a mom and an entrepreneur?
Oh.
Tell us the tricks and what you do. I have my own tricks.
You
But what do you do? Who is involved with helping you with
know,
that?
it's so hard to have your kids at home while still trying to do your business. You know, my biggest help would be my mom. She helps me so
Oh.
much in between her working too, you know, at home, and but she helps me so much. But you know, my son's a little older, so he knows more, like he understands a little bit more, you know, oh, mom needs to do this, please give me space. And he will, and he's really good. The only one is my little one that really, she's my little wild one. And but you know,
There always has to be
yes,
one. There always has to be
my little
one.
one, she is wild, but you know, they're good kids. I can't complain. My kids are good, and they
Yeah.
actually let me, you know, it's not easy, but it's not impossible to do what you have
Right.
to do. And you know, it's my kids are good. I can't complain. The whole virtual right now, that's crazy, you know, because I'm juggling between being a mom, a teacher, a chef, you
Yes.
know, so that's crazy. I'm like, wow.
Everything,
Yes, it's
everything.
crazy, but you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love having my kids at home. Like people ask me, oh, you know, would you send your kids back to you? And I really don't. I know a lot of parents are like, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna send my kids back, but I love having my babies at home. I don't know,
That's
it's just a thing.
good.
I just love keeping them home with me. But they're very good
Yeah.
kids, and you know.
That's good. It's also security, knowing that they're safe, you're
Yes.
home, you don't have to worry, and
Just having them
you're
with
nurturing
me
them.
makes me feel good. You know,
Yeah.
they're here with mommy, they're not at school, but I know eventually they're gonna go back, so that kind of scares me a little.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree with you, because I'll give you a scenario. Like my daughter, she was supposed to go back to school today, start junior high, but it was hybrid, and so she was supposed to go Monday and Tuesday, but because she hasn't gone in a while. She actually last night broke down,
Oh.
like, I can't, mom, I'm nervous, I don't know anybody. And
Yeah.
I was just like, I was heartbroken. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, well, we still have the option to keep you home, but I need you to be on your A game. I need these grades to go up. I need you to get up in the morning, on time. And she's like, okay, I will. So it's only 2 more months. So once she's done with that, then she'll start to go back to school fresh without having to worry about, it's always about friends, who's going to be around and
Especially
nervous.
at that age,
Yeah. And she's also my shy girl. She's cuckoo crazy
Yes.
at home. She's always just cuckoo crazy. But in front of people, she's like,
She's
oh,
shy.
like very shy. Yeah.
I'm the same way. Like I'm very, happy and silly with my family, but then I'm really shy.
Yeah, reserve, like, whoop, don't talk to me. She starts
Yes.
sweating. I'm like, why are you sweating? I don't know. And I'm
Yes, we're the shy girls.
yeah. Oh, you guys are the special ones.
For sure.
Yeah. So your family is basically the ones that keep you motivated, keep going, or what's your motivation?
Definitely. My family, my kids, I want to show my kids to like never give up on your dreams and just keep going for it. They're my big motivations, my family, my kids. I want to be able to leave something for them when they're
Oh
older.
yes. Oh yeah.
That's like my biggest goal. Like I want to make this happen, so they could keep it when they're older and keep
Absolutely.
going.
So
Keep
it,
leading on the Solis beauty brand.
yeah, no, it that's important because, like you said, they're younger now, but they know, they're
Yes.
watching, they're
Oh
seeing,
yeah.
they're learning. And you never know, like for now, like right now, like my son is 18. He's been seeing my husband and I, working in our own businesses for so many years that he's now wanting to start his own business. Now he's starting to do things, getting onto all stocks and it's part of our businesses. Actually, he's part of Proexist and he's part of my husband's business too, as a, yeah. So it's like, they learn from it and they want to grasp and do the same thing. So I think it's a great that you're doing that for them, and for yourself.
Thank you so much. Yes, they know. They know. My son always tells me, "Oh, mom, you're gonna work on your business." I'm like, "Yes." So he understands. He knows. And he always wishes me good luck, and it just, oh, it makes me just even go harder for what I want. So,
Yes.
my babies.
Oh, that's good. And then so things look really good for you, but I want you to share a downfall on how and how you came over it. I know it's not easy.
Yes.
There's times where it's difficult because, girl, I've cried so many times, like, oh my God.
It is. It's hard. It's hard. It's
So
hard.
can you share like a downfall so that way
Yes.
we could learn from your experience?
Yes. Well, when I first started out with my business, I was, like I said, I was nervous about it, and I, came out with it and started everything. I started out with the lashes first, and at first, there was no sales. So I really felt so unmotivated. I was already nervous. So then having no sales was very heartbreaking for me. And I felt very unmotivated. So I wanted to give up. Like I was just telling my husband, maybe this is not for me. Maybe something else is out there. And but as he was telling me, no, this is you. You're great at it. Just keep going. So for me, I wanted to, like I said, I want to show my kids to never give up on your dream. Just keep going. And that's what I tell myself, keep going, girl. You got this. I want to show all these young girls out there that want to start a business. It won't be easy in the beginning, but you will get there little by little. And I'm getting there. My supporters are awesome. People that buy off me. And like you said, it's people that you don't even know. Like I had someone purchase something from Arizona. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God,
You're like,
Arizona.
yay.
Even New York, even someone from New York. So see, things like that, little things like that keep me going.
Keep you going,
Like
absolutely.
you got it, you could sell, you just gotta keep going and promoting yourself and just being out there. I feel the more you're out there, the more people are gonna see you. So just keep going. Don't give up, ladies. I want to tell the ladies, don't give up. You got this.
You got this.
You
Just
got it.
keep going. And there's another thing
Yes.
too that I like to say is like when you When you fall, the hardest part is to get yourself back up.
Oh, yeah.
When you get your back, when you get yourself back up, it's like a whole new tiger is born because now you're more hungry. And then now you know that you learned from the past what you did wrong, so you don't do it again.
Yep.
And so you're gonna trip here and there, but as you're tripping, you're climbing also, you're gonna reach the top. So that's really good. I'm very proud of you for not giving up, but just keep going forward, and you're gonna do amazing. I can see it already.
Like, oh, thank you.
Just have a passion for it. Yeah,
that means so much to me. You don't understand it.
Because I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, so I know for motivating you have, oh, of course, always. I'll be here to support you all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, so talk to me. Okay, so let's talk a little bit to our audience. So you said you started with your lashes.
Yes.
And now you have you also have accessories.
Yes.
Like cute scrunchies. You also have like barrettes. Is that
like barrettes? Hair clips.
You're so pretty. I need to get me some. I'm like, I need to purchase some of these.
Oh, thank you.
And then you're gonna be launching some new hydrating lip liners.
Lip glosses.
My gosh, girl, I need some because my lips are so dry now.
They're coming out very soon, I promise. I've been working so hard on them just to make sure that, you know, it's the right, you know, right for people. And they're very hydrating. I love them. They're gives you a little bit of hydration, but also a little color in your lips. So I love it. Yes, those are coming out very soon.
Very nice. So I'm excited for you when you get those in. Let me know. That way we can let the audience know, or I can help you promote it.
Yes.
To get it out there when you're launching it. But yeah, I know. So how did you come up with the concept of the colors and the names on them?
I actually came out with the names. One of them is named Camila. That one's after my niece, my baby niece.
Oh, how cute.
Yes, it's Camila. And then, you know, I have Glass Slipper. And that's like a very clear, it has a little pink to it, but it's clear.
Okay.
So it's Glass Slipper. And it just reminded me of a, you know, a glass slipper. It reminded me of Cinderella. So I was like, let me name it after the Glass Slipper. And then the other one is Rude Brown. It's just things that came to me, like a brown, let's name it Rude Brown. You know, it's really hard to come out with names.
Oh, girl, I know.
I know a lot of people, because I don't want to copy anybody you know, come out with their names, but they're very unique. So one of them is called Bratz because my daughter loves the Bratz dolls.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, you know, let me name one Bratz. So I named it Bratz. And the other one is a nude. It's called Skin. It's like a nude brown. It's so pretty. That's probably one of my favorites. So I'm so excited for those to come out. And they're not very I want to say bold, and they're not very out there, but it's like you could wear them every day, like if you need a little hydration in your lips. Just grab it.
Because you can also put your lip liner, whatever color, and just add that as a gloss.
Yes, hydration. Of course. Yeah, you could do that. You could just add your lip liner, put the lip gloss, and you're good to go. And it's not too much. It's perfect. And it doesn't feel heavy on your lip.
Oh, I like that.
And it's not sticky at all. So that was one thing I was really looking for. A formula that is not sticky. Because I know I don't like sticky lip glosses.
No, me either.
It'll be sticking to your hair sometimes with the wig, you know? So, of course,
that's short the mask.
Yes. Yes. So, I didn't want that. So, I was just looking for, and they're cruelty free and they're vegan. So, that's awesome. And
that's always a plus.
Yes. So, they're very moisturizing too. So, I love them. They're very special to me, as my lashes are.
I know your lashes are different. Your lashes are beautiful. I did purchase some lashes. I did put them on, but like I told you, I struggle putting those damn things on.
I know. I always tell myself I need to make a video because a lot of my girls ask me, and I'm gonna make the time to do it. I promise. I'm gonna do it.
Well, I'll look forward to that because I'm like, dang it, how do you do this? Everybody does it so easy. I'm struggling.
You know, a lot of people put them different. So
I'll
do it the way that I do it because I feel like it's much easier. So I'm going to do a video on it, I promise, soon.
Awesome. And do you have any specials going on right now?
I do. Right now, if you purchase 25 and up, you get free shipping right now.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Yes. So free shipping.
Shipping is really good.
Yes.
Really huge. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I'm coming
Okay.
out with some new stuff soon, so I'll be
Well,
posting
I'm
it really
excited for
soon.
you.
Yes, thank you so much, Lorraine. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we got the lashes, we got the scrunchies, we got the lip glosses, the barrettes, and she has more things coming out.
Yes.
I want to know, can you please tell my audience where they could find you on social media?
Yes, you guys can find me at Solis Beauty underscore. Also, my makeup page is Beauty by Jeanette underscore. You guys can find me there. I also have my website, which is shopsolis.com. You guys can look for my stuff there. I have, like I said, I have that special when you spend $25 or more, you get free shipping.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I
Thank you
hope
for
everyone falls
having
in
me.
love with you. I love your story. I love your motivation. I love the fact that your family supports you and inspires you and your children. Everything is just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to know someone who has that foundation and you have that rock foundation and you're lucky. You're lucky to have that because a lot of people don't. So embrace it
Thank you.
and take it along with your business. And I wish you the best. I hope you continue to grow and inspire others to do the same. And I look forward to buying your lip glosses.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, Lorraine. Thank you for your support
You're welcome. You're
and for sharing my
welcome.
little story to everyone.
Absolutely.
Thank you
Yeah,
so much.
that's a story is just the beginning of the journey of,
Yes, just the beginning.
Absolutely.
And the big motivation is never give up, okay, ladies? Never
That's
give
right.
up.
There you go. Well, you guys heard
Never.
it from Jeanette Solis. Never
Never,
give up.
never. It'll
You
be
guys
hard
go
in the
find her.
beginning, but you guys can do it. You guys got this.
Absolutely. There you go. So you guys go file follow her on social media, and her website is www.shopsolisbeauty.com. And you guys share, tag us, tag her, let us know how you like her products, and you guys stay tuned. I love you,
Love
Jeanette. You
you.
guys have a
Thank
wonderful
you.
day. Have a
You
wonderful day to
too.
everybody. I said hi.
I will. You too.
All
Thank you. Take care.
right. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye bye.